In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we are in the fifth Sunday after the Pentecost, and we have a celebration today also for all the 12 disciples, apostles of the Lord. Yesterday we had St. Peter and Paul, and today is the synopsis of all the apostles. And today's Gospel, the Sunday Gospel, we heard how the Lord came off a boat and was met by a couple of people that were possessed with the evil spirits. And in this Gospel of St. Matthew, it says two. The other ones, it says one. But it doesn't matter. The point is that when they saw Jesus Christ, they have immediately came at the distance and said, "Why did you come here, you, Jesus, Son of God, come to torture us before time? And if you want to chase us out, let us go into the pigs." And there was a big herd of pigs. The Holy Father said there was about 2,000 of them, not far away. And my beloved, the Lord told them, "Go ahead." And they left the possessed men and the whole legions of them, and the other gospel writer, we hear about it. And they went into the pigs, and immediately they showed their terrible hatred for all God's creation, even pigs, because they went into them and made them to go wild and run right off the cliff, right into the sea or the lake and drowned, and they all drowned. And the people went back to the city, those who witnessed it, the shepherds, and they told everybody in the city what has happened. And the whole city came out to the Lord, and instead of asking him to help them, they have told him, "Please leave us, don't stay here, go away." Because they were afraid. They were afraid that if he would stay there, they would have another big loss. This was a big material loss, to lose 2,000 pigs. You know, it's a big wealth for them. And they were afraid that if the Lord will stay, that they will take more losses. Well, isn't that what happens sometimes with the people today? That we are not listening to the gospel. We're not fulfilling and not living according to the gospel, because we're afraid if we will take the gospel seriously, we are going to go in a poorhouse. Well, let's go into a life of the apostles. What happened to the apostles? The apostles had left everything they had, and they gave away things, and they followed after Christ, Christ has been crucified and then resurrected himself, and then he had sent the Holy Spirit upon them. They all went out to preach to the world about the salvation, that the Lord Jesus Christ came and is willing to give everybody salvation as long as they would, if they would believe in him, that he is the Savior and he is the Messiah and the Savior that came to save them, but not Savior to make our life well here on this earth. For look at the example of the apostles. The apostles, when they have, we read today in the apostle St. Paul is writing that they're many times starving, and they're working with their hands to try to provide for themselves, and they're being persecuted and maligned, and all kinds of things are happening to him. You know, as the apostles, all of them, except for one, St. John, the apostle of love, and as he's the theologian, as he's called apostle of love, and he is the only one that wasn't killed. Every one of the apostles were killed by the either pagans or by the Jews, and they were killed because they spoke the truth, and they were doing exactly what the Lord told them to do, to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to resurrect the dead, all those things the apostles were doing. And for that reason, the world hated them, because they're not part of the world, because they didn't go along with living according to just today. Forget about the kingdom of heaven. And who knows if there is, they say, there is the kingdom of heaven. While we're here, let's enjoy ourselves and let's make the best of it. And that's the mentality of the Antichrist, of the pagans it was before at the Lord's time and at the time of the apostles. All the apostles, they have made miracles and they have followed, again, they followed the Lord's way, and they have all loved the Lord so much that they didn't care about settling themselves up and having a good time on this earth. They all just wanted to give the wonderful message, the news, good news that the Lord has come and is willing to save every sinner. All he is asking is for us to repent. What does it mean to repent? Well, repent, it means to feel sorry what we have done and not to do it again. That's a true repentance. We'd rather die, but we're not going to commit that sin again. This is a true repentance. And of course, my beloved, most of us are living and returning back and forth to the same sins because we have one or another passion that's holding us as a prisoner, and we don't understand that. We don't understand. We have to conquer the flesh, and we have to conquer all these passions if we are to be free from the sins. But why do we get entangled up with these passions? Well, very simple, because the devil tells us always enjoy yourself, do something that will make you feel good, like the people who are drinking. They drink most of the time because it will make them feel good, and they want to have a little high and so on, and the other people are indulging in gratifying their flesh because they feel good as they're eating, they're enjoying themselves, the taste buds and so on, all those things. And in every other situation, the ones that are looking for power and glory, they do the same thing because they enjoy that feeling. And all that is all a lies that the enemy put in it. These things, we are doing it at the expense of the kingdom of heaven, because that's not the way the Lord had taught us to go. The way the Lord has said to us to go is the narrow, thorny way, and he says few are going that direction. The wide road leads to damnation, doesn't lead to the kingdom of heaven. We have to become serious about these things. And again, we have to see also the great mercy of the Lord and how much love he has and how much love the apostles have. You know, they unceasingly, they continue to pray for us and they continue to preach to us through their writings. We keep on hearing their voices and teaching us on how to live and what to make important in this life and so on. And the main thing, important thing, is of course to have compassion, to be merciful as the Father in heaven is merciful. This is what we have to do. We have to follow the apostles. That they couldn't pass by somebody that was sick and in trouble without helping them. And this is what the way we have to feel. May all the apostles pray for us sinners and try to coax us and then beg the Lord to give us that grace that we can fulfill God's commandment of love and to have the love for each other and of course first of all to the Lord and thus be want to fulfill his commandments and to live according to the gospel. Amen.